This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. We're in Jero today at Latitude Jewellers. I like to always paint a word picture of what's going on. So directly in front of me, there's a wheel. There is a little prize ball. We've got a massive dog over there and a little dog over there as well. We're on the street.
We've also got a car parked directly across from us right now that says, warning, venomous snakes. And we can clearly see...
There's a snake in that tub.
...that there is a snake...
I thought it was a stitch up, and then I was like, well, why are they bringing it in just before 9 o'clock? Surely that's prime time, 8 o'clock kind of content, baby.
What is that? GG Wildlife Rescue. Oh, they're rescue snakes. They don't
have
a home.
And they release them on Carly.
No.
We could do that for the podcast intro. Do you want to go get them?
You're going to go get the snake?
Yeah.
You don't know. That's someone's snake.
No, I'm going to ask. I'm not going to just
help
myself.
You're just going to go tap on her window right now, like, so you can answer your snake.
Hi. Well, no, that's weird.
Okay. Let's save that for Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I will save that for Mardi Gras.
No, I wouldn't. I don't think that's
necessary. We'll ask Producer Bailey. Producer Bailey, can you just bring us over one of those snakes, please? Bailey's face like, no, Bailey would do it, actually.
I
do not do that.
I want to know the story behind the rescues of those snakes.
Like, you think they're like from drug rehab or something?
Yeah, they're rescue snakes, Bailey. Yeah.
As opposed to purebred snakes. Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Snakes are gross. Let's move it along. Alpha Barks, your letter tomorrow is T for tango. So on that note, let's tango. Actually, that's not true. That was today's. Let's go to tomorrow's. There it is. Your letter for tomorrow is R for Romeo.
Okay.
All right. Now we're off on a better path. So starting with the letter R, name me... an Oscar-winning film.
Romeo and Juliet. Please tell me. If that didn't get an Oscar.
It's not on my sheet, but I guarantee you it won something. Best for maybe album or something. Like, that's probably
best
Oscars.
Best soundtrack, I reckon.
Well, Prince did that, so I feel like that's right. I'll tell you what's on mine. Rocket Man and Room.
Oh, that's a travesty.
I liked Rocket Man. I know you hated it, but I loved it.
Rocket Man can keep on going into space.
I say I loved it. I have to take that back, because I only watched it once. It was fun, but I'm not going to watch it again. Real talk. Well, that's pretty much it. I think we should just leave it there, right? We're going to go and, go on a drive and get back home. But, geez, Jerry, you've been good to us. Thanks for all the little handwritten notes. That's been adorable.
You know what? We've never had that anywhere else. And I really appreciate people's penmanship here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's better than mine. And it's, like, a lot better than mine, actually, because you can read it. So it makes sense. Look at my horrible notes. You see all my squiggling bits all over here?
I don't know what that was. I thought it was some sort of Morse code.
Hydroglyphic? I don't know how to say the word. Jeez, I'm tired.
You've faded, haven't you?
You know what? I used all my energy in the show, and I am officially pooped. So you do the rest of the talking and say goodbye to everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
When things don't go to plan, Carly, and you know I'm a very organized person.
You try to be.
I try my hardest. I try really, really hard. And something that's not been neat lately, but I've just kind of just, you know what? I'm just going to put up with it. I love that truck's reversing right now.
I was going to say, talking of things not going to plan.
Yeah. So my laptop, I don't know if you noticed it recently, but it was pretty rank. Because I used a lot of whiteboard marker pens on a few sheets, and I was getting it all over this laptop. But if you look at it now, how would you rate it?
It's pretty clean.
Pretty clean. Look at this screen.
Oh, that's very clean.
Move the...
Someone's done a bit of a dust.
Move this bit. Move this bit. It's like just for the traction, you'll see.
The middle bit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, oh,
and then,
good.
This little bit here, this is kind of like the other mouse.
Oh, I didn't know that was another mouse.
Use that.
Oh, okay.
So it's working. It's working, right?
Yeah, your bits and pieces are good.
So I only cleaned this like the other night in the hotel. I gave it like a really good, like, you know, got the towel, I gave it a good scrum, and I gave it another bit of wipe, I got some things on there, and it came up really, really well.
So we're in beautiful Jero.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you know what I'm going
to
do?
Clean my laptop to match the beauty of Jero. Yeah, absolutely. Because it's on display here.
Well, we holiday differently.
Problem is, but when I was cleaning it, and I was doing it in the bathroom over the sink, because I just wanted to make sure, like, if there's any dust and all that sort of weird stuff, you know, stuff comes, you shake your keyboard at work,
never
you ever do that?
It.
Have you ever turned your keyboard upside down and shook it?
It's probably years worth of skin in there.
At least, and it's like a ton of hair. It's gross. So I did that. And that bit that you just touched, that little bit there, so that fell off and landed in the toilet.
What? The bit I just touched.
Yeah, that little mousy bit. That bit fell on the toilet. And it was one of those moments where I was looking at it, because it's a work laptop. I was like, do I need it?
You don't need that.
Well, you just said for yourself it was moving pretty well. So I took it out of the toilet, gave it a rinse, scrub, and my laptop's looking great, like you said.
That whilst cleaning something, I've come off as the cleaner one here.
Well, I don't know, man. You're the one with the toilet hands, mate, not me. But right now, you've called me out on my phone charger.
It needed to happen. It is hanging on by a thread, literally.
I put putty on it to preserve it, and it's doing well.
I don't know if it did. It's not like a pickle. I don't think you can preserve that. It needs to be thrown out. And I'm a hoarder. I am a hoarder. The only reason I say that is because it is an electrical issue. There is exposed wires under there.
Yeah, there sure is. And that's how you stay alive. Well, get a little zapped in the morning.
We are putting it out there on 131060 and asking you guys, what have you got that is hanging on by a thread?
Yeah, you won't throw it out because why would you? It still works, just like my phone charger. Let's open it up. And every call, by the way, that gets on air today is going in the draw for that awesome Midwest Best prize pack. Let's go with Billy first from Jero. Hey, Billy.
Hi, how you going?
Really well. Billy, what have you got that's hanging on by a thread?
Oh, my hair scrunchie.
Oh, literally.
Oh, wow. How long have you had it for?
Oh, a couple of years. It's just like my trusty old one. It fits on my wrist perfectly, but it is getting tired.
Is it getting rank as well with all the hairs all wrapped around it? Or is it okay?
Yeah.
Now, I reckon they retail it, a couple of bucks?
Yeah, a couple of bucks. But you know what? If it still works, mate. Keep it. Good work, Billy. Thank you. You're in the draw. Let's go to Joe in Kalgoorlie. Joe, what have you got that's hanging on by a thread?
Oh, hey, I've got a really old suit that I bought in Scotland about nearly 30 years ago, and it has travelled the world with me, and I just can't throw it out. I don't wear it, but I it will not be thrown out.
But does it still work?
Don't throw it out. I think it would still fit, I hope. Well, maybe not. But it's old. It's an Elizabeth Manuel suit. And I bought it when my first job. Oh, that's the girl who designed Princess Diana's dress.
You've got to keep that.
Absolutely.
Wow.
You should be wearing that today. Yeah. Rock and roll. I'll wear it.
No.
That's my phone charger. I love it. Hey, you're in the draw. Let's wrap it up. We've got Rachel on the line from Bunbury. Hey, Rachel, how are you?
Oh, guys, how much time do you have?
We're all hanging on by a thread, aren't we, Rachel?
Yeah, we are asking 131060, what is hanging on by a thread, and what is it for you, Rachel?
The 30-year-old spatula, which is my favourite. There's not another one the same. That even when it broke, my partner tried to glue it together. The matching spoon that I've had for just as long, my serving spoon. The hairbrush I bought in 2004. Chad. I've had Chad for 16 years. He's definitely frayed around the edges.
I assume that's your partner?
Oh, he's my poor partner. No wonder he's frayed.
That's right.
Yeah, there's so many things. The original portable dishwasher from 1960 with the original...
Oh, my God.
The steel and the powder in it that never gets used. Again, how much time have we got?
It still works. You've got to do an everything's got to go sale and start again.
Now, Carly, is there anything we can do to help Rachel out at all?
I think we can, Rachel. So, back on the spatula, I don't know if you've heard of a chopula. It is a spatula 2.0. We're going to actually send you one of those.
Yeah.
Can't send you a new partner, though.
No, we can't do that. We can't fix the frayed marriage.
I'll put a photo on your page when I get my new chopula.
There you go. Rachel's loving it. I want to get a bit serious for half a second. I'm joined now by Carly, producer Bailey.
Hello.
And Simone, who is our tour mum.
Hello.
Now, I've all brought you in here today because last night's events that took place needed dressing on the show. We returned to my hotel room yesterday. Yes or no, Carly?
Yes.
To dump a bunch of stuff because we couldn't be bothered putting in the car. Yes or no, Bailey?
Correct.
Then, before we left the room, something went missing. Correct, Simone?
Correct.
It was my room key. Now, we looked through the room. We looked high and low, but we did not find the key. Is that also correct, Carly?
Absolutely.
Or didn't we? Now, I know what you're thinking. Alan, did you misplace it? Maybe you put it somewhere in your pocket in the wrong place or something.
That's exactly what we're all thinking last night.
Well, you would be wrong because Jacques Hughes...
What? Who, me?
Producer Bailey, I am pointing right at you.
Bring it.
Could have been Bailey. She's English. She has a carefree attitude. I don't trust her. But when Bailey walked in, she was holding her phone in her hand.
Mm.
Thus, therefore proving she had no pockets to put things in.
Mm.
It was not producer Bailey. You are free.
Oh, that was easy.
Oh, good.
Which is the next obvious person.
Can't wait to join
Someone
you.
That might have made just an innocent mistake by having the exact same style of room key that I have. That person is one Carly Porch.
Oh, what?
Jacques. Now, Carly, you've got a carefree attitude. You've got a carefree life. And you're not good with things. You lose them. In fact, you just spilled coffee all over the table.
Oh, did I? Oh, was that coffee?
You did.
Sorry.
You did. Jacques. But Carly, you opened up your bag in front of me
yes.
to prove that it wasn't in there. You said, look, I don't have it. I don't know. You even used the two keys that you had and none of them worked.
Mm-hmm.
Thus proving that it couldn't have been you, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Correct.
Thank you.
Leads me to Simone.
Uh-oh.
Now, Simone, you made a comment about, well, it's not in my bag. But thus, you never let us actually look in your bag, did you?
No, I didn't.
I would like you to get your bag right now, Jacques. It is in the back of the car. Please get your bag.
Oh, well, you're actually going to make her do this?
Absolutely, whoa, because that whoa. Key has not been found yet.
Simone
and I tore
is
that
sweating.
Place
she's
up,
sweating.
Signed, down. Do not open it up, but you need to do it in front of us. Keep an eye on her, Bailey.
Okay,
keep her accountable.
She's gone straight in to get the bag.
Okay.
And you know what? She closed that door with confidence, so I'm backing Simone in.
She's pretty confident.
I'm really nervous.
Now, Simone.
Oh, Simone, I just backed you in.
Simone, is the key somewhere in your bag?
No, it's not.
Are you going to open up and have a look?
I think she...
I don't think we can fit anything else in this bag.
There's okay. a lot of things. She's pulling out a giant wallet. She's done
Hayley,
a
have
lot
a look
of
through
shopping
there as
here
well.
In Geraldton.
Do you see
what
a room key?
On? No, I definitely can't.
Because I've got mine here, my other one. So it looks like this. It's green.
Oh, no.
That's fake news.
Oh, no. What?
Oh, what's
that's,
that?
Is it in there?
That's
what's that?
Plant. You planted that.
You can't prove anything. Simone. You stole the card.
I've never seen it before in my life.
You thief. You absolute thief.
What
a monster.
Oh,
an
my God.
An absolute monster.
And Jacques. You're both married.
You terrible
sneaking
person.
So I could sneak in and see you.
Oh, that's all right then.
No, while you were sleeping.
Alan, today's deep dive is on squirrels and their elaborate snack hoarding system.
Now we're talking. Love yeah. it. Snacks. Let's do it.
So recently, in the last 10 or so years, they've actually done a few studies into squirrels and the way they actually store their nuts, grains and other snacks ahead of wintertime. So, well, the first thing they actually debunked is the fact that squirrels don't actually hibernate. They just take a deep sleep. So what's different is they don't kind of bury in and all that type of thing.
Yeah.
But what they've done is they've done these kind of studies into how they actually prepare for that. And it turns out that squirrels are actually highly intelligent. So the first one was done by the University of California, and they claim that tree squirrels use a technique which they coined spatial chunking to sort out and bury their nuts by size, type, and nutritional value and taste.
I'm pretty sure I was doing some spatial chunking last night at dinner, but go on.
So what they theorized is that they get all of their little snacks, which can be anything from like nuts, acorns, berries, leaves, pine cones, and also some carnivorous treats as well. They tend to scatter them in locations where they can easily access it. So usually that was in within a 7-acre area of where they're actually burying down for the winter. So what they do is they bury them about 2.5 centimeters under the soil. But here's the really interesting part. What they actually do is they pretend to bury them to fool the other squirrels. So sometimes if they know there's like another squirrel in the vicinity, they'll actually dig the hole, pretend to put it in there, but they're secretly hiding it in their mouth the whole time to fool the other squirrel. Which I thought that was pretty
random.
And then they also do another thing that they found was really interesting is they actually bury them in different systems. So for instance, they'll put all like the acorns together and all the seeds in one spot. And then they found that they actually go by a system where what they favour the most. So the ones they favour are closer to them. So anyway, it turns out it's a whole elaborate system going on, and squirrels are a lot smarter than what we think.
I have the same system, but it's like Kit Kats and then Crunchies and then Cadbury. Yeah, absolutely. That's a great deep dive.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.